Sierra, BASF has launched Certain Herbicide. This new innovation combines two unique chemistries, Group 14 and Group 15 chemistries. The Red River Farm Network was part of the exclusive announcement at Commodity Classic. BASF Technical Marketing Manager Dan Walston was part of the launch.
What really makes Certain unique is the encapsulation technology. So in order to use the chemistry post, we had to do an encapsulation process. The liquid encapsulation that's very common for other herbicides in the market didn't give us success in getting weed control and crop safety in corn. So we went to a solid encapsulation process, and that basically gave us the vehicle to achieve not only excellent residual weed control, but also crop safety on corn. So we can take that chemistry that previously was only used pre, it can now be used post, early post as well.
And this really is a first ever, right?
Yeah, this is unique. It's a new technology, new encapsulation methodology. It's a patented process that BASF has patented. But again, it's all to get that flexibility so growers can use the tool, not just pre, but post. We all know growers have good intentions. They want to get applications made pre for weed control. But because of weather conditions, because of challenges of sprayers keeping up with planters, they don't always get the application on before the corn spikes. In the past, that chemistry would injure corn, so we'd have to shut off applications once the corn spiked out of the ground. Now with this novel encapsulation technology, we can apply early post when the corn is up and out of the ground.
How long are we talking about?
Okay, so we're looking at an application through V3 at this point. Okay, so that gives us some flexibility, again, to get on either pre or early post once the corn's up.
What kind of weeds are we targeting here?
So we've seen particular success with Certain on some key weeds here. Water hemp, Palmer pigweed, or Palmer amaranth, as some people call it, and then giant ragweed. But we've got control or suppression of 79 grass and broadleaf weeds. So we would consider it a broad spectrum residual herbicide for corn.
You talk about this proprietary solid encapsulation. Do you see that platform being used in the future?
Yeah, so potentially that solid encapsulation technology could be utilized in some other new active ingredients that we've worked through and done some research and development on. So I would say stay tuned. We may have some products in the future that uses that same technology with different active ingredients, but the same goal in mind, to give us post flexibility in a product that previously could only be used pre.
This project has been under development for over 10 years. Certain herbicide is expected to be on the market in 2024. Field trials will be seen this summer. Reporting from Commodity Classic, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.